Let's go! The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Frozen Empire. It is the latest Ghostbusters movie. That is opening today. Here's a little bit from it. And a guy we're going to talk to, Mr. Paul Rudd, on the way. I love this. This part is fantastic.
We're going to stay and fight for this place. We can't leave. I mean, there's something strange in the neighborhood. Who are they going to call? If there's something weird and it don't look good.
Ghostbusters.
Well, I'm sorry, what was that?
Ghostbusters.
This is the home of the Ghostbusters.
That is a clip from Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. It's out across all cinemas in Ireland today, and I'm delighted to be joined by the star of the movie this morning, Mr. Paul Rudd, who plays Gary Gruberson. He's back. Paul, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too. I'm great, thanks.
Well, Paul, the original Ghostbusters, when it came out in 1984, you weren't in that one. You were in the last one, but you weren't in this one, in the first one, in 84. But did it mean something to you as a young fella? Like, I mean, was it something that captured your imagination?
Yeah, I loved the movie when it came out, and I'm certainly, I mean, a massive fan of Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd and kind of the whole cast. It was a big deal when it came out, and my friends and I, we all loved it.
You are living now in this one. You're living in the firehouse, is that what they call it? So, I mean,
yeah.
Is it the same one, do you think?
It is. You know, that firehouse really does exist. It's in Tribeca. Right. In New York, and I actually lived a few blocks from it. I would see it every day. It's still a working firehouse. Yeah. And so it was, yeah, it's pretty cool. It's pretty wild to see it. And then they also rebuilt it for the film, which was really impressive, because you would think we were shooting part of this in England and they rebuilt the actual firehouse and you would swear that you were in the real one.
So this one now, it's about the whole idea of the danger of, you know, the freezing over of New York and people being frozen to death and bits of them falling off, etc. So, you know, obviously you're there with the family to try and save the day.
Yeah, yeah. And my family, well, I'm kind of new to this family. I've only been dating the mom
I didn't really want to go there because I didn't want to give it away. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, it's fine. But it is kind of this family. Like, I'm trying to figure out how I fit into this family. But we're doing it alongside the original Ghostbusters, yeah. Which is all very surreal.
Dan and Bill back doing their thing as well. Yeah,
yeah. And also Annie Potts, who plays Janine, who's in the original.
Hello, Ghostbusters.
She's in it too. And so it's a weird thing to be in that firehouse putting on a proton pack, look over and see the original Ghostbusters doing the exact same thing.
Amazing. So it opens today and it is in cinemas right across the country. Now, there's an Irish connection with you. I know there's a British connection with your family, but you spent a lot of time in Ireland on holidays, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I try and get there whenever I can. Ireland's my favorite place on the planet.
Really? Whereabouts?
All over. I actually spent a lot of time in Cove. My dad was a Titanic enthusiast, and that's how he made his living, actually, taking groups of people across the country, across the world, really, on these Titanic historical tours and things. And so, obviously, with Titanic, there's a lot of history in Ireland. But he went there many, many, many years ago and fell in love with Ireland and wanted to retire in Ireland. He passed away. We spread his ashes in Ireland. So in a way, he did retire in Ireland, but maybe not in the way that maybe a little sooner than he wanted to.
Right, okay. And there is a rumor that you also have an Irish bar in your house. Is that right?
Yeah, I do. It was one of the things that, my dad did it. I did it. We've built pubs in our house, Irish pubs. We have Guinness on draft. I have to go pick up kegs of Guinness when... one runs dry. Yeah. It's great. It's really a fun thing to have a pub in your house.
Absolutely.
I recommend it to everyone.
And were you, like it was St. Patrick's Day, would you have celebrated that as well? Would you have had a few over?
I would have had I not been in Madrid talking about ghosts.
Ah, right. Okay. But sure, there's an there's a bit of Irish everywhere, I suppose, you know?
No, but I've celebrated St. Patrick's Day in that pub many times. Yeah.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, that's a revelation now. It's great that you're an honorary Irish man, I suppose. An adopted Irish man.
I sure hope so.
Best of luck with the movie. It's fantastic to meet you. Great to talk to you, Paul Rudd. It's a pleasure. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show, weekdays from 6 a.m.